Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, December 27th, 2017. And with me today, I have Kelly Gumont. How's it going, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Dave Hamilton, I'm so glad you're here. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm glad I'm here too.
Yeah, it's great to have both of you here. And it's the end of the year. And yesterday I kicked us off with a list of really cool iPad apps that came out in 2017. I went to carry that over today and talk about AR kit related apps, so augmented reality apps. So we might as well just hop into some of the apps that I've come across that I think are pretty awesome. And what I'm hoping is that I come up with at least one AR kit app that you listeners haven't come across yet, so you have something cool and fun to try over the next few days. So let's start off with the one that's totally obvious for me, and that's Lego AR Studio. I know. So Lego AR Studio, what it does is it blends the whole Lego building experience in the real world, meaning you build your own Lego stuff, and blends that with augmented reality. So there are several Lego kits that are included with the Lego AR Studio, and you choose the one you want, and it appears as if it's really in front of you on the table. And then whatever else you have, as far as Lego build stuff there, it just blends in beautifully. So one of the things that I did just to see how well it works, I put the police station on my dining room table. And I have the Lego Apollo 11 rocket built behind it. And you can look through the windows in the Lego police station and see the rocket. That's how good the detail is. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's really, it's really cool. So you can add in other kit pieces that they have. You can do photos of whatever scenes you've created. You can capture little movies. So you could, if you wanted, essentially create your own little Lego animated movies without having to do hardly any stop motion, because you have the animation that's happening with the virtual kits that you put in there. So it's kind of cool. It's free, and it runs on iPhone or iPad. And I'd recommend doing it on the iPad, because the bigger screen makes it a lot easier to see what you're messing around with. So Lego Studio AR. Then another fun one that I came across a little while ago, it's called Stack AR. And even if you don't do augmented reality stuff with your iPhone or your iPad, Stack AR is still a fun game, because you can play it without the augmented reality element. So the way it works, you get these, I'll call them blocks, that appear in front of you. And then the next layer, you get one that slides in, and you tap on the screen when it's on top of the block below it. And however much of the new block hangs over the edge of the previous block, that gets sliced off. So now the surface space you have for the little tower that you're stacking up with blocks gets smaller. And the idea is build a tower as tall as you possibly can, and keep that base as big as it can be for as long as you can, because the bigger the space is, the easier it is to lay the next block on top. And it's really fun. But then if you do it in AR mode, then you're building this little tower, like in my case, on my table. And even though it's this kind of cartoon animated tower block thing that you're building, you forget that part, because it blends in so perfectly. You start to feel like that's really there in front of you. So that the AR part is done so well with this game. And it's crazy simple. This is another one that I think is easier on the iPad for the screen space. But mm-hmm. holding up your iPad like that for a long period of time, if you're good at the game, kind of sucks. So, an iPhone is a great way to play it too. You just have a much smaller screen space to work with, which means that your tapping has to be even more precise.
Okay.
So it's another free game, and it has ads in it, but for $1.99 in-app purchase, you can remove those ads.
Well, that's really reasonable.
Yeah. It's so simple to play, and yet it gets really challenging really quick, because all it takes is one wrong tap, and instead of having this nice big square space to work with for your next block, you have this really narrow rectangle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And and I love that the pieces, when they get sliced off, those pieces fall and lay on the table.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So anyhow, Stack AR, it's free, and you can remove the ads with a $1.99 in-app purchase. So that's two that I have right there. And those are just fun ones. Kelly, have you had a chance to play with any AR kit apps, and are there any that stand out for you?
I'm sorry, I was thinking about Star Wars. That's my answer. Because I do that a lot. Anybody that's heard me here ever probably knows that. So actually, the official Star Wars app has some AR in it, which makes me inordinately happy, and here's why. First of all, we'll have a link to the app in the show notes. It's just the one that's called Star Wars. When you look at the icon, it's just the Star Wars logo on a black field. That's the one I'm talking about. Like, Lego Star Wars is super fun, but it's not AR. So just the regular old Star Wars app, it has a bunch of different sections in it. So it will give you a weather forecast with a Star Wars theme. It'll do some fun stuff with like selfies and things like that. But my favorite part, and by far the thing I've done with this app the most, is if you think back, however far back it is for you, I'm just assuming everybody's seen it. Episode 4, A New Hope, the original Star Wars movie. There's the bit where Luke is wearing the helmet that has the blast shield down over his eyes, and he's using his lightsaber, and there's a little floating droid in front of him, a little probe thing that shoots little electric bolts, and he has to deflect them with his lightsaber. And you get to do that with your phone in real life, and the thing floats in whatever room you're in. So it's using the camera, and it's all AR, that this little bot appears in front of you and shoots little bolts at you, and you have to move your phone or your iPad with the lightsaber in it in order to deflect the bolts. And it is so the funnest thing. And I saw that movie when I was really little, and so the fact that I get to do it in real life now is just as, I can't even tell you how exciting it is.
That's awesome.
And it's not even like super elaborate. It's not, you know, it's not one of those like fully immersive things or anything like that. But oh my gosh, it is so much fun. Like, it's like the first thing I've showed people when they said, you know, I heard Apple's doing this thing with like virtual reality. I'm like, it's augmented reality. And the way it works is it takes pretend things and puts them in a real life spot. Let me show you it. And this is always the example I give them.
And you get the little remote going, psh.
Yeah. And it does. Around. And it makes the little noises, and then it'll fly off the screen and you have to find it.
Oh, it's cool.
Like, yeah,
well, you're really smart to use that as sort of the introduction to the concept of AR, right? Because it's something that so many of us understand,
right?
Whether or not people are Star Wars freaks like we are and like you are, Kelly, it's still like most people have seen that movie. And that's a scene that really sticks in your head, because it sort of encapsulates everything that's different about the Star Wars universe from ours, right? All in one. Here's this guy, and he's like using the Force, and here's this robot flying thing that you don't even like. They don't even bother to talk about how it works. Everybody just accepts it. That, oh yeah, this thing can just float around, and it's you know, it's autonomous, and it does what it wants, and like that's. Right. All in one scene, we get to see okay, this is cool. So it really imprints on everybody. And now you get to live in that scene.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's one of those moments that as a kid, like, this was my era, you know, Star Wars, Indiana Jones. So like when Lego Indiana Jones came out for the Wii and the Wii controller is the whip handle, like it was that moment of, I get to be like a little bit closer to being in it. And it's really exciting. And the other thing I like about this is, Dave, like you were saying, it's a thing everybody sort of knows. Like my mom knew it because I've watched that movie 100,000 times. So she's seen it like 20,000, you know, because she was around for a lot of that. So she knows the thing it is, and she knows like what that is. And so being able to match that up with, and you're actually seeing it in my living room, you know, is a very easy way, like you were saying, to sort of get people into it. So I really like that one because, but I also check that app all the time because it's got a bunch of other stuff in it that's really fun. The other one I like is sort of on the opposite end of the scale. It's interesting, but just excruciatingly practical. And Jeff, you mentioned it for iPad apps, I think, yesterday. And that's the IKEA app. And it's like the most practical use that I've ever seen. Like, it seems like everybody who thinks about AR for more than about 90 seconds comes up with, it would be great if I could figure out if that piece of furniture fits in this spot.
Yep.
And that's app, exactly what it does.
And the app name, just for those of you that are trying to look it up right now, it's called IKEA Places. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a ton of apps that let you do exactly that.
Amazon updated their app a little while ago. So that's another one. Yep.
And there's, you know, there's House, H-O-U-Z-Z, that has a bunch of 3D stuff. It's so handy. To me, it's the same as those pre-AR kit apps that still were doing some level of AR. I would call it AR.
Sure.
That were doing the paint on the walls, right? You just, because it's... Again, you know, we talked about this last week, but ARKit is just Apple making it easier for you to use, for developers to use these features that have already been in your iPhone for a while.
Well, and IKEA was one of the first to do that. So correct. IKEA used to have like the part, like they've done this for a long time. I think they've just upgraded now that ARKit gives you access to a bunch of additional tech within your phone to make this a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But IKEA has been at it for a long time. So that's another example I use for people who are like, oh, a lightsaber isn't that cute. I'm like, no, but check this out. Like, you want to know if that couch fits? Bam. You know, and that's like when you need a practical application, this is a really great way to find that out. And I really like the other thing I like about it is that when you use the app, it's got like the actual furniture, but like actually available furniture. You can find out like, once you find a couch and fall in love with it and you know it fits in the spot, you actually can go buy it. It's not, oh, it's out of stock or whatever. Like you can find all of that out before you ever leave.
Yeah. It's not some fictitious thing. You're talking about stuff you could actually put in your room. Yeah.
Right. And
what it'd be great is if they match that up with the Amazon, I don't think IKEA does it, but like Amazon has that white glove delivery where they actually set stuff up. Well, if they could have that picture when they show up with whatever couch it is and put it exactly where you envisioned it, right?
That would be great. Good. Oh, yeah. I know IKEA delivers, but I don't know if they assemble for you, but I do know that they will deliver it for you.
Oh, there you go. So maybe there is I totally can see that. Like, I'm not going to be home, but it's fine. You know, my whatever, you know, somebody's going to be there to let you into the house. And you already know where to put it, so you don't need to ask any questions.
And my Wars robot drone will shoot you
if you get it wrong.
Yeah, just right. It has the picture too, and it will. Yeah, it will coach you through the process. It will encourage you to get it right the first time. That's right.
That would be cool. Like now, if they could just like once you've got like now, if they could only get the AR kit to like help you with assembly, I think then IKEA could take over the world with furniture that way.
They totally could. All right. Yeah. So one app that I want to see, or maybe in addition to the Star Wars app, I want to have AR porgs. I want to be able to hold up my iPad and have porgs just running around my living room, jumping up on the furniture. And
are you sure that you can't? Nests.
I don't know. If not, they need to roll out this update right away. If I could have Porgs running around my living room, I would have serious iPhone battery issues.
Oh, we all
this
would.
Is why you get an iPad to do it, Jeff.
You know, I could set the iPad up on a tripod, hook it up to the power cord, and just start my own little Porg colony.
Well, what if you get, why? Maybe somebody has made this, you know, you're in the hospital, you need to have the saline drip bag with you as you walk around. And so it's on the little, you know, rolling thing. Why not put your iPad on one of those deals? Then you can just wheel it around, but it's always at eye level. It's right where you want it to be.
You know, I think we could make this a little simpler, Dave. You know the little microphone collar thing that that blues players wear?
You mean for like a harmonica?
For a harmonica?
Yeah, for a harmonica.
Yeah.
Put little clamps on something like that so you can have the iPad right there in front of you. You just hang it around your neck and walk around.
Well, I mean, I started this as sort of a half joke, but where we're quickly with this conversation progressing towards is
a Kickstarter.
No, is glasses. No, I mean, something like Google Glass or, you know, anything in that realm where you can actually functionally wear a screen in front of your eyes full time that can throw in these augmented reality things when you want them. Like that's really where this goes. In a very quick way, I think.
So, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our iPhones and our iPads are the first step towards that more immersive AR experience. But you have to start somewhere, and you better start with what people already have.
Totally.
So,
yeah. Yeah, because now, because of things like, you know, Kelly's Star Wars scene or really any of this, now people will understand what AR is. A year ago, we understood what AR was, but only because we had, in limited capacities, experienced enough of it to say, oh, yeah, okay, I grok that. Now, everybody groks it, right? And so, you know, Apple created ARKit to make it easier for the developers to get here, but maybe they were, as Apple often is, thinking, you know, three or four steps down this path of once developers can get there easily, now, conceptually, people understand what AR is. So when we roll out our glasses or whatever that product might be, we're selling it to an audience of customers that understand why they would want this, as opposed to Google rolling it out, which is like, okay, what is that? What? Huh? I don't know, man. You know, so yeah, man, it'll be interesting.
All right. We are almost totally out of time, but I want to toss one more app out. And Dave, I'm picking this one off of my list that will be running today, specifically because I think you'll get a big kick out of it. And it's called AR Measure Kit. So on its surface, it's just another tape measure app for the iPhone.
Sure.
Which is, you know, it does the distance measurements and stuff for you.
Totally handy, by the way. Yes.
Yeah, totally handy, by the way. Yes. This one also does corner angles and can figure out the size of something and even do trajectories and stuff like that. But the thing to me that's like the killer feature in this one, if you have an iPhone X, it will do a capture of your face mesh map. And then you can export that.
So, what's the name of this app?
AR Measure Kit.
Huh.
So it's free, but all of the features pretty much beyond standard measurements.
Sure.
That involves $1.99 in-app purchase to unlock everything else, which seems reasonable to me.
Sure.
But once you've got that face mesh exported, you could like pop it into a 3D printer and now make a 3D print of your face mesh. So you can make a mask of yourself.
What?
I know.
Dude. Okay. That's pretty good.
I had a feeling you'd enjoy that one. All right. So that seems like a good place to wrap up. Dave, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This, I feel like I got to be like audience member number one for this show and learn so much cool stuff. This is great.
Yeah, and enjoy all the downloads that you're about to do. Actually, you've probably already done several.
Yeah, about to do.
Yeah. Kelly, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me. May the force be with you.
And may the force be with you and all those sweet little porgs. And listeners, I'm so glad that you joined us again today. Thanks for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.